Hello and welcome to Awareness of the Soul. This is your host, Vincent Sandy, and I want to welcome you all today to this new kind of energy that we feel all around us. Yesterday I was walking in the street and I said, oh my God, this is so beautiful. I just started to feel lots of peace coming into my being, lots of joy coming into my being, and the more I looked around, the more I could see the people, and their faces were so serene and quiet, and this is that I said, this is like a dream coming true. I don't know what I am living now at this moment, but this is a dream coming true. This is the future of our world. Isn't this great? Isn't this amazing? And I know there are so many people talking about disasters that are about to come. I don't know. But what I know is that something is coming that is beautiful and peaceful. And I want to welcome you all to embrace this new kind of feeling so that we can all be uplifted in this. It is such a beautiful atmosphere that I felt yesterday. And it is absolutely real. The mind stopped. At some times I said, well, I realized that I'm worrying about things that it's not really necessary to worry about. So I just said, let me see if I can stop my mind. And I could in a snap. Isn't it incredible? And I think that that happened because of the kind of energy that was yesterday, really, in the air. It happened so easily because somehow we were supported by some powerful energy. And I've been so grateful for that. And I know that this is something going around the world. And it is an invitation for all of us to sit for a moment and just to relax in that peace. And you can do that if you're in U.S., you can do that tomorrow. Tomorrow you just sit, it's Sunday. It is a very good day to do that. Just relax for a moment and just try to feel this peaceful energy coming up. And we all felt it, and as soon as Don called me from DBS Radio, we just acknowledged that right away. It is amazing, it is there. And it is not a coincidence that we started to talk about like this today. Okay, so if you want to call in, this is our number, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. This is Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy, if you just tuned in. Today's topic is awareness of the soul, it's the power of dreams, the power of dreams. We're going to talk about dreams and dreaming and dream symbols in a way that you probably have not heard before, in a way that is empowering, in a way that is useful for your self-mastery, that will make you understand how you can use these symbols practically to change your life, to soften challenges in your life. And believe me, it's going to be revealing, because what my aim is not just to talk or show off knowledge, you know what? My aim is to just be here with you and try to share with you whatever I received so that you can use it for yourself and experiment on yourself. And these are tools that are precious. I always use them, and I've tested them on myself, and I've seen that they work wonders. They work wonders, and you're going to be surprised. Now, let me tell you first one thing. First of all, I have a great blog, and you can go there and read lots of articles and leave comments and be very happy to respond to you if you can send me an email there. But anyway, the blog is www.thelifecatalyst.com/blog. Just go there and you will see the Life Catalyst blog. thelifecatalyst.com/blog. Go there, you will see lots of articles, lots of useful tips, and believe me, they're really useful. They're really useful. There are lots of techniques. And sign up for the newsletter, which you can find, there's a link at the from the blog that you can where you can get my newsletter, or you can go to thelifecatalyst.com and then sign up for the newsletter, because whatever it is in the newsletter, it is really useful for your life. I mean, I'm not just creating a newsletter to say, hello, this is it, this is my new product, this is it. I mean, just go there. These are mystical lessons. You will not be disappointed. Mystical lessons that you can use for all your life. Doesn't matter if it is now or in 10 years. You will still find them useful. Believe me. Just go there and give it a shot, people say. And then run me back. I'm happy to hear your feedback. And if you have any particular topic you would like me to talk about, I would be happy to do that on the radio show. I would be happy to maybe create a newsletter about it or an article on the blog, depending on the nature of the topic. Okay, thank you. Now, what are dreams? First of all, we have to understand that we talk two languages here in this creation, in this word creation. One is the human language, the one that we most commonly use. The other one is a universal language. The universal language is obviously a language that is symbolic. It talks in symbols, okay? It doesn't talk English, it doesn't talk Italian, it doesn't talk Thai, it doesn't talk any kind of language. Of course, it includes them all, but the main energy behind it, it's symbolic, through symbols. Symbols are visual manifestation of divine energy that have divine energy in themselves, therefore they have power to create, okay? Now, human language is obviously a language of words, and it doesn't have to be, it only connects with people or situation at a certain level, and it only relates to yourself and to the other people that are actually communicating to you in that moment. But what is behind our life, what is behind the communication that is going on, has a symbolic power and has a symbolic meaning. It is really important to understand that for every situation and for every circumstance that we're going through into our lives, there is a symbolic counterpart on the universal side. In other words, the blueprint of our life is a symbolic blueprint that then takes expression in what is our life today. If we get to know what those symbols are, if we become aware of what those symbols are, but first of all, we are aware of our soul, because our soul is that kind of energy that is in relation between us, our life, and the universal concept, the universal intelligence. But then, if we are aware, we're also aware of those symbols that are creating problems into our lives, that are creating challenges into our lives. And then we can, from that moment on, shift into a new dimensional life, let's say, or into a better life, or into an improved life, or to a better balanced life, which is fantastic. It's great. I really suggest you to do this work that we're going to do today, because you're just going to get to the root of it. You're just going to get to the perfect understanding of what's going beyond our lives. We're going to learn another language. And now, what is also important to know while learning the symbols that are operating in our lives is that these symbols are individual on a certain level, and then they are also universal on another level. That means simply that on the individual level we have our subconscious symbols, and that means that the subconscious symbols, how we filter reality, how we understand reality, how we perceive it, and then we have our own symbols. That is the way that we relate to reality, that we relate to the universe, and the universe communicates through us, through those symbols, in a very simple, very similar way as we use language today. In other words, if we speak English, somebody has to speak to us in English to understand, to make us understand and to communicate with us, all right? Or if I speak Italian, somebody has to speak to me in Italian, unless I speak also English, and then people can speak to me in English. But this is the point. Those symbols that are individual are your own language through which the universe communicates through you and through which you communicate to the universe. Most of the time, this is a language that is so much deep inside of us, okay, that we are not aware of it. Therefore, we are talking it, because it's natural to talk it, because we have a soul, and the soul is divine energy then filtered into what we are. And we have this soul, and then we communicate on a different level to the people in front of us, and then to the universe. Okay? It's like we are disconnected. We're not connecting the two ways of communication. But if we would understand, if we would find that bridge to connect how we talk to the universe and the universe talk to, and how we talk to people and the life that we have. At this point, we are uniting the divine life, the inner life, with the outer life. If we bring awareness, and awareness is always the bridge, if we bring awareness, then we can bring a great change in our lives because we become master of it. I mean, awareness is always the key to be master, a master of your reality, a master of your life, a master of your energy. It is obvious. If you're aware of how something works, you can make it work, right? If you're not aware of how something works, it is really hard. You have to try to understand a way in how to, you can make it work. But if you bring awareness into what you're doing, if you bring awareness between the universal language and the outer language that you use in the world, then you are connecting the deep side of yourself with the outside of yourself. It is really important to understand this point because this is the key to generate a new life. And it's so true. It is so true. Now, when people come to me and they explain that they have a problem, then the first thing that I see and then I try to understand is what that problem symbolizes. What is a symbol? What is the symbol of this problem? And of course, you have to understand that not through not having a book of symbols in front of you, which is really important. I mean, you can study symbols, and that's great, but you don't have to, you need to have, you need to use your intuition, stay in tune a little bit with them and try to understand where they're at, okay? Try to see and feel for how you can perceive it, obviously, because you can only help with what you have, all right? So I can perceive that you have this problem, and this problem symbolizes this thing, okay? And the solution is through the understanding of that symbol. Otherwise, you would start fixing on the appearances. Okay, I can sort out this problem in this way, in this way, in this way, okay? You have to understand what is the problem what is the problem symbolizing, okay? It is really important. So what are dreams? Dreams are those, are portals, let me say it like that, are portals from our own life to the astral life, to the life of the universe. Now, but there is a difference, okay? There are at least two ways that we have to understand this concept. We have to understand that we have, first of all, subconscious dreams, coming from the level of our subconscious mind, and then we have our superconscious dreams coming from the level of the superconscious mind. Now, what are these for people who are tuning in today for the first time? First of all, we have three levels of consciousness. I said it many times. Please go there and read and download, listen again to all the archives on this radio or contact me for more questions. And then we have the conscious level, we have the subconscious level, we have the superconscious level. The conscious level is the level, the world of activity. When we open our eyes, look straight in front of us, and this is the world where we are now, where things are happening, where people are moving, okay? Then the subconscious level is when we go with our eyes down, and we can feel it, and then is the level of our dreams, our fantasies, our imaginations, our own mental patternings. And this subconscious level is huge, okay? And it is connected not only with their own subconscious level, but with the collective subconscious level. In other words, the deeper we go into the subconscious level of our mind, the more we are connected with the subconscious of each one of us. But the superconscious level, which is more interesting, is when you look up, and then what happens there? You start moving into the mind level of the universe as is reflected into you in the purest way possible. The superconscious level is the level of yourself in tune with your divinity, in tune with your pure essence, okay? So dreams, when we talk about symbols, we talk about symbols that are happening in the subconscious level, or at the superconscious level. And we can have subconscious dreams or superconscious dreams. before, when we have subconscious dreams, we can have dreams that are relating to our own life, our own symbols, our own way to interpret life, our own desires, our own needs, or the need of a collective, or of a collective need, okay, necessity. So basically, if something is happening around you, that is still a subconscious kind of dream, and then you feel the repercussion of that energy happening in the environment around you, you'll probably dream it at the subconscious level, okay? Unless you are already in tune with the subconscious part, with the superconscious part of yourself, and if you're in tune with the superconscious part of yourself, then you're opening a channel for the universe to communicate through to you directly. Directly, okay? So the symbols from the universe come to you untainted, and we receive them as the universe sends them. So simple. The subconscious dreams, instead, is when we use only our individual symbols to interact with the universe. It is a dialogue in limited terms, because it is only possible in terms on how we perceive our reality. Okay? Now, being able to bring awareness in the dream world is one of the first steps to awakening. Simply because when we fall to sleep, that is a symbol as well of us in our consciousness falling to sleep. If you bring your awareness as you're going down from the conscious level to the subconscious level, it is the first step towards awakening. This is why great masters, like, for example, Paramahansa Yogananda, always used to advise people, you have to become a master of the three worlds, of the dream world, the superconscious world, and of the conscious world. You have to keep your awareness as you go through them all. And after that, you reconnect with this awareness, that you reconnect these worlds together, then you're on your way to mastery. Because you're also moving into a realm where you can actually interact consciously. Okay? Now, what does it mean? That means, at that point, as you bring your awareness there, it simply means that you're activating those levels of the mind in yourself. Therefore, you're not acting. So let's face it, basically, the only way we're acting in our lives is during our conscious, usually it's during our conscious level of the mind. When we are awake, we are here, and things are happening in the mind. Most of the times, not even there, because we live, most of the times, with patterns dominating our lives, with patterns of the mind that are dominating ourselves that we're not even really aware of. But if you start bringing awareness to your conscious level, and then to your subconscious level, and then to your superconscious level, you unite these three worlds, you start becoming another man. You're another man. You are the man that you're supposed to be, or the woman you're supposed to be. Sorry, just use this word in general, okay? So, you're activating these levels of the mind, and having activated them, it only means that you are aware of them working at the same time. You're aware of them being present, and you can interact with them, and with them, you can mold your experience. And this is great. So, if you just tuned in, this is The Power of Dreams, the title of this show, Awareness of the Soul, the title of the radio show, with Vincent Sandee. Calling numbers, if you want to call, 888-815-9756. My website, thelifecatalyst.com, and go to the blog, thelifecatalyst.com/blog. Let's move on now. Let's move on into the practical side of today's show, okay? So first of all, everybody suggests this thing, but probably don't suggest in the way that I'm suggesting to you now, so please pay attention. Okay, so you need to have, this is the first thing you need to do. You need to have a dream notebook, and this is how you're going to use it. You're going to use it in this particular way, and listen carefully, because the way that you're going to use it now will make you totally aware of the symbols that are active in your life. And it's really, really important, because once you know what those symbols are, You have the keys to empower your life, to soften challenges, and to change events. It is an amazing power that you want to have, because I think the reason why I'm sharing these things with you guys is because I really believe that now is the right moment in the world to become master of ourselves. In the past, people would have not been allowed to share these methods and practices, okay? Because these practices are sacred. These practices are sacred, and they have been ridiculed through the ages, okay? But at the same time, people who have put their hands on them have found a huge amount of self-mastery happening in their lives, okay? And as they were walking around the street, people would turn their head towards them saying, what are these people? They are so shining, they are so bright, they acquire so much magnetism. They really were living into a totally different world because they were living in three worlds at the same time. So these techniques that I'm sharing with you today are of the same kind of sacredness, even though they don't have to be extremely difficult, but actually we're going to go into the advanced mode a little bit, but so please pay attention. It is absolutely necessary that you have absolute respect for these techniques that I'm sharing with you today, because they're really sacred, and they have been given from generation to generation only to a certain kind of people, okay? Only to those people who were ready for them and who were taking this teaching seriously. So this is it. Now, the first thing you need to have is a dream notebook. And now, this is how you should keep this diary. This is a diary, obviously. Now, you have to separate the page of the notebook into two sides, okay? On one side, as soon as you wake up, not 5 minutes later, as soon as you wake up, you close your eyes, you sit, and you write on the left side what your dream is about. Write it on the left side, okay? The left side is the side that is related to Pingala. Pingala is the side, is the energy channel in your body that is on the left side and is about, it relates to dreams, it relates to astral experience, it relates to mystical experiences. So you have to write on the left side. You write the dream. And at the end of the day, before going to bed, on the right side of the same page, you write what are the main events that happened. That's it. Now, you have to understand that the events and the dreams are not going to be the same, obviously, okay? It is obvious. That's why you have to keep, just to write, you don't have to confront. You don't have to see what are the things that are together in the page, okay? For example, you don't have to see the similarities. You don't have to try to understand right now anything. Just write in the morning on the left side the dream, and on the right side, you write about your main events. And these main events, you have to write events that have, these are the kind of events that you have to write. Pay attention. You have to write events that are having a repercussion on you at the physical, mental, and emotional level. The key here to understand is that you have to write events that are having a repercussion on you. Okay, something that is happening that is having a repercussion at the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. Okay? Now, after 1 month, 30 days, you go back, you take 1 hour of your day, and you go back, and you read all the dreams and all the events, and see, you try to understand the point of union of certain events or certain symbols, the point of union of certain symbols with the events in life that have a repercussion on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. And once you understand that a certain symbol is actually triggering or it's a sign of a certain kind of experience, that is a symbol that is part of your universal language. and you write it on another notebook. You create a notebook that is your symbolic life map, okay? We're going to talk about this a little bit later. This is extremely important because it is extremely practical. Otherwise, you start working only on what is intangible. You have to make it tangible. You have to crystallize what it is that you're working on. You have to write it down, and you have to bring awareness into what is happening. Even if after 30 days you only realized one symbol, that's a great job. Believe me, it is a great job. Some people realize that there are lots of symbols, a lot of things that are connected, and that's like 30, 40 symbols. That's great. But even if you can just use only one, you're really working with something that can change your life, because that is the authentic language that you're using to communicate with life. Now, once you understand, once you have realized after 30 days, don't do it before, don't rush it, just give yourself enough time, okay? Because also you have to get into the kind of level of the mind where you can actually be able to see the symbols. Because if you would do it now, you would not be able to see them. You need to give yourself enough time to get into that level of the mind, to that frequency, when you're able to see this symbol. So you have to give yourself 30 days. Take this job seriously. This is something that people would do in ashrams. I mean, certain kind, not all of them, obviously, but, you know, it is a sacred practice. So give yourself enough time. I'm sharing it with you right now. Take advantage of it and be responsible with it and do it as it is supposed to be done. Sorry, I'm drinking at the same time. Okay, so after these 30 days, now what you have to understand, those symbols that you wrote, that you write down, and say, okay, this symbol, every time I dream this happens. That symbol has a meaning, obviously. You have to understand if that symbol is taking you forward or backward, somehow, or it's blocking you, or it's giving you a challenge. If it's taking you forward, that is a great symbol, my dear. That is a symbol that you can refer to and is a portal to have advancement in life in a very similar way. And, of course, you can have a bunch of number of symbols that are actually taking you forward in the same direction or in different directions, okay? But if you can just shift, I'm just going to say now for now. Then later on, we're actually going to do a technique. But let me tell you, if you're going through a difficult moment in life, you go back to that symbol, you're shifting your reality in a way that is so powerful that you cannot imagine. You just have to experiment it. And let me tell you, of course, these symbols are obviously individual. You have to understand them yourself. You have to do the work yourself. Now, another thing that you should do, okay, once this comes with observation, it might take even a year to understand this, but please keep on doing it because it could be the most important year of your life. Really, because this is the year, or even just a few months, it can be, it depends on the amount of symbols that you're able to recognize. Being able doesn't mean that you're not able to do it. It just means that if you, for example, if you have a slow metabolism or a fast metabolism, you're just two different people, okay? It is not better or worse. Okay, let's not talk about this. Anyway, what I want to say is it might take a year, but, or even 3 months, or 1 month, or 2 months, doesn't matter. But if you're able to do what I'm going to tell you now, you have the keys to turn your life around at any moment you want to, and to, you know, you're really on the path to self-mastery. So symbolic life map. What you need to do is to take an astrological wheel, and the astrological wheel is a symbolic wheel. You don't have to think of astrology. You don't have to think of fortune telling. You have to think of what that astrology wheel symbolizes. What is important here, what I want you to understand, is not the signs and it's not the planets. It's the houses. Each house, we have 12 houses in the astrological wheel. Each house is an area of life. So in those areas of life, you have to write down what are the symbols that are operating in those areas. We all have the 12 areas operating. Okay? You have to understand what are the symbols that are operating in each area of life. This is how the universe gives you energy to manifest the life you're manifesting now. This is your filter. This is your language. This is the language of your soul. And it is the most incredible thing you can do. For example, if you go to the astrological wheel, you see the first house about your personality, your body, how you appear to people. Then you move into the second, it's the house of possession, of wealth, but possession and wealth also of the mind, not only financial, okay, but usually considered as financial wealth. And then you go to the third, it's about communication and brothers, and you have, you know, all these areas. Just Google and see what each area means, meaning of astrological houses. Go to Google and write down meaning of astrological houses, and you will see what each area, which house means, okay? So you go there, and in each area, you write down after a month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, the symbols that are activating certain events in your life. You might find that in one house, you have a disaster. In another house, you are totally lucky, okay? So, obviously, those symbols can activate positive qualities in the other house, but this is more advanced. We're going to talk maybe another time. But what I want to say, if you understand those symbols, you can change them. It is really easy. Okay, here we go. Let's move on. So, once you gain awareness, let me just repeat it, which symbols relate to the areas of your life, then put them all together into the astrological wheel. You have to put them all together. And it is good to put them all together in the same wheel because later on you can do so many more things with it. So many more things. And this will bring incredible awareness into your life. It is the true material you're working with in your life. You're working with the raw material of your own reality. Now, what you need to understand, and this is the key, changing the inner symbols for better ones will also automatically change the outer reality for a better one. Because the inner, and this is known in, you know, in all the traditions of yoga and all the spiritual traditions, and also in life, you know, the inner, and also you, if you are a life coach, you say, you know, your belief is incredibly important. What you have inside, you manifest outside. What you think, you try to manifest. Your inner symbol, the inner comes before the outer. Because if the outer comes and you're not able to see it, you will not get it. It's that simple, okay? Now, let's move on. I want you to go through these two techniques right now, and I'm going to teach you two techniques. These two techniques are also on my blog, so please go to my blog, thelifecatalyst.com/blog, okay? And then you will see there is a post, The Power of Dreams. And from there, you can just read these two techniques that I'm going to guide you through now, okay? First thing to do, really important, think of something positive in your life, something to make you feel energetic. Now, this is, you should have done this with a dream notebook, okay? But now just visualize something that could be a symbol in your life, could be a symbol of advancement, of moving forward, of prosperity, or of love, something beautiful, okay? Okay? So think of what could be a symbol of that. Think of an event in your life that brought love, and that event, imagine it connected to something. For example, if you cannot be creative, if you're having a block in being creative, for example, then the symbol is not the physical manifestation of it, is not the fact that you cannot write. It has to do with the creative energy. with the creative or generative energy. So it has to do, the more, you know, the more spiritual knowledge you have, the more you can apply symbols easily. It has to do with the Brahmic energy. So you can communicate, start communicate your connection with the Om sound, or you can, you know, you can try to understand these symbols in the, your unique way. I have to stop my suggestions over here because I want them to be yours. So think something actually is moving you forward. And what is that? Write it down and understand what symbols could be behind it. What is the energy behind it? What is the universal principle behind it? Okay? Imagine that universal principle. And once you're in tune with that universal principle, close your eyes and see if there is an image coming up. Doesn't have to be the same image of what happens in your life, okay? See if there's an image coming up, if there's a feeling, if there's something coming up, a fragrance, anything. Great. Now sit down with your spine straight, your muscles relaxed. Bring your neck in line with the spine without tilting the head back, keeping the chin parallel to the floor, and relax the throat, relax the medulla oblongata, the back of the head, junction between the neck and the skull. Now know that that symbol you have just identified, let's say, it's a stimulator. Stimulates certain type of advancement. This symbol, focus on it deeply, represents how you resonate with the universe at that certain level of advancement. And it is how the universe responds to you on that level. It is a bridge. Now, the more you focus, the more you resonate with that symbol. You let it, let the power of the symbol be absorbed by your whole being, your own aura. Look inside of yourself and see that symbol activated within you, and then move on into the world. And as you move on into the world, even after this meditation, then look at the world and become aware. Okay? What I want to say now, breathing deeply in and out as I'm saying this, the more you focus on this symbol, the more you will be able to advance a similar way into your life. This is a symbol, a portal that you're activating with your awareness. It is absolutely important. It is also a portal towards a much higher level of consciousness. Therefore, you can use this symbol at any moment you want to. Okay? Now breathe in, open your eyes, come back. Okay, this is the first technique. It's really important. The first technique is just to move inside and to stimulate that advancement by visualizing this symbol, absorb it a little bit more, in reuniting mentally your inner life in the outer life in the same kind of energy that resonates with this universal symbol as it is perceived through you. And it is incredible to see how these symbols are widely available in our lives. Even we can just observe our life and understand what's going on, if we can understand what are the symbols behind what is happening, okay? Now, what about softening challenges? So this is a power dream technique number one. If you go to the blog, the Life Catalyst blog, thelifecatalyst.com/forward blog, then you see the technique is there explained in simple steps. So power dream technique number one. Then now we're going to move on power dream technique number two, which is softening challenges. Now after, these are techniques, please listen, you have to do these techniques, which are, they're much more reliable if you do them after some time. You, after some time, I mean, you need to have been writing on your notebook for some time, and I have understood what the symbols are in your life that are actually generating and activating or stimulating certain experiences that are actually moving you forward or getting you stuck, okay? Now, take a symbol. Instead, it symbolizes a challenge in your life. So go through something challenging that you've been experiencing lately, and do that through the dreams in the next future. But this is just now to take you through it, okay? Go through something challenging that you have been experiencing lately, and try to see what is the universal principle behind it. You don't have to explain it. You just have to go in tune with that kind of energy where it blocks, where it stops, where it cannot flow naturally. Okay, and stay there and see whatever comes up, what kind of symbol comes up, what kind of lines come up, or if there's an image coming up, if there's a feeling, if there's a fragrance or color, anything, anything. Try to understand then the meaning of that symbol and the nature of the challenge. Of course, if you have written a notebook, a diary, you will be totally aware of this because you have reported the events on the dream notebook. Therefore, you are aware. But in meditation now, just close your eyes again and come back with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed. Chin parallel to the floor, bring your neck in line with the spine and relax your muscles. Don't tilt your head back. Just keep it straight, okay? Relax the medulla oblongata at the junction between the neck and the skull at the back of the head. Relax your throat. Open your heart. Bring your shoulder blades gently together, shoulders down. Now, mentally, put this limiting symbol next to another symbol, which is more empowering. Now, this symbol can be the same symbol you had in a power dream technique number one, the exercise we just did, or another symbol that you will choose in the future that is an empowering symbol that you want to have into your life, a symbol that you feel drawn to, okay? Now, let the challenging symbol become smaller and smaller and smaller. This is the symbol that creates a problem, okay? Make it smaller. And as it becomes smaller, see its power diminishing. It's losing its power and color, becoming dim and dimmer and dimmer and more thin. It's not so thick anymore. Maybe the image starts to tremble, it's so fragile. At the same time, the empowering symbols become larger and larger, more present, more powerful, more vibrant, become thicker, predominant. Now see the small symbol actually disappearing. See the new incredible empowering symbol right in front of you, vibrating, resonating with your aura, and absorb it, and knowing that you have replaced the old symbols with a new one. And vibrate. And now, again, look inside yourself. Feel the union of your inner and outer life. Feel it. And know that even after you've finished this meditation, you move into the world, start to become aware of what put inner reality, outer reality together. That's great. Relax. Breathe deeply now and breathe out. And again, breathe deeply in and breathe out once more. Again, once more, breathing in. And breathe out. Okay. Now, dear friends, I'm going to give you a bonus technique. This technique is invaluable. This technique will soften the challenges in your life It is a secret technique. It will produce astral travel. It will produce mystical experiences. It will produce awareness of your dreams. It will produce the ability to interact with the dreams in the future. So practice this technique, and you will see, since the very first days you practice it, a difference. Some people say, well, I don't remember my dreams. Now, if you practice this technique, you will remember them in time, because this technique will activate the Ida Pingala, which is the channel of the left side of your body, which is, as I said, in relation to the dream state, to the imagination, but also to mystical experience and to astral experiences. An astral experience means awareness of the energies, okay? Let's say, an experience that is in tune with the world, with the energy world, where you bring your awareness into that world, okay? So, in order to awaken your astral awareness and to be a master of that part of your divine mind, now, when you go to sleep, laying on the right side, you lay on the right side, okay? Therefore, the left side is free. You bring your right hand under your ear, and then you bring the ring finger of your left hand closing the right nostril. So can you visualize yourself lying down? You sleep lying down on the right side. You bring the left hand or arm under the ear, right hand, and the left ring finger of the left hand closes the right nostril. This is a sacred technique, okay? Listen carefully. After you did that, then you practice the Hong Sha technique. This is a meditation technique that I've been teaching many times. I repeat it briefly only in relation to this practice, okay? What you need to do after you get into this position is to observe your breath coming in and out on its own accord without trying to control it or manipulate it. You breathe in and out normally. And as you do so, you bring your awareness up to the point between the eyebrows at the mind's eye. Or just bring it up to the forehead. Just bring it up, okay? With your eyes closed. In other words, you have to relax your eyes as if you were going to sleep. But instead of your eyes going down, they go up with the same effortless kind of way, okay? So you relax, breathing in and out on your own accord. Your eyes are focused up. And then you start associating the breath with the sounds. Hong Sha. As the breath goes naturally in, without you trying to change it, you think mentally Hong, and as the breath goes out, you think mentally Sha. Hong Sha. And remember, this is always the position, so you have to practice the Hong Sha technique, which is usually practiced in the meditation, it's normal meditation posture. You have to practice it in this position. So lying, let me repeat it again once more. You lie flat. No, sorry, you lie on your right side, leaving the left side totally free. You bring your right arm under the right ear or the right hand under the right ear, okay? You close your right nostril with the ring finger of the left hand, and then you practice the Hong Sha technique as I just explained. This technique will activate your Ida Pingala, therefore will give you lots of great awareness of dreams, of astral experiences you're going to have anyway, and because you're going to have them, but the problem is we don't remember them. And it will also produce a mystical sense of living as you go through daily life, and it will produce, you know, many other kind of mystical experiences. This is a sacred and secret technique. Please be aware that these are techniques that you have to use with the maximum respect. And I would really appreciate if you connect with me at this point and tell me what is your experience, and if something is not working, whatever, just tell me and I will try to help you in making this work. I don't usually share techniques that are so precious on a public radio because of the reason that we all know, because some people have to be ready and some techniques don't have to be misused anyway. But this is a great, sacred, and powerful technique, and I believe I'm sharing it because I believe already people who are listening today take the next step towards real self-mastery, okay? Now, once you understand how to move into the dream world through these powerful techniques, once you have this dream notebook where you write on the left side the dream and on the right side you write demons. Now, once you have your symbolic life map, believe me, your life will never be the same. You will be a totally different human being because you will bring so much awareness. You will know what is the language you're talking to the universe and what is the language that the universe is actually responding to you. And the more you open your awareness, the more you're able to free yourself into the dream world as well, to work your karma over there, which is really important because that karma will generate into this life. Once you learn how to get there, then you will learn also how to move into the dream world. Most of the times we go into the dream world and we're just witnessing when we cannot really control what's happening over there. We don't have full control. But the more aware of the dream world you will become, the more you will be able to move freely in it. The more you will know, okay, those rules, the rules that are applying in the normal world are not applying here. That's fine. The more you will feel comfortable with it. The fact is also that we don't feel comfortable to move into the dream world because we think, we feel, we know that the rules are not the same, okay? But the more you bring your awareness, the more you will know you can do that. Then when you will be connected to the superconscious more, and let's say through meditation, you can practice the Yong Saw technique as a powerful meditation practice, sitting down, your spine straight and your muscles relax, your spine straight. It doesn't have to be laid on the right side or left, nothing. Just sit down in normal meditation posture with the spine straight and the muscles relaxed. Same posture that I use for power dream technique 1, 2. So you get in contact with the superconscious more. You bring your awareness into the superconscious more. Then you will also start moving into the objective worlds of the universal reality. In other words, what happens is this. If we move into our dream world, we're always moving into mainly and mostly into the dreams, which are a production of the mind. Is also our own individual universe most of the time. It is not an objective universe. It is our own universe. But the more you stay in tune with the superconscious, the more natural it will be for you to move into objective worlds of the universal reality. These worlds and the super, which is part of the superconscious mind, are actually interacting with you at all times. The problem is that they get mixed up with our own individual world, sometimes are hard to recognize, we don't understand what is happening, but the divine is always there. You have to become more aware, more sensitive to the superconscious realities, and so that you can move into that realm later on. I know I've been a little bit advanced today, but if you listen to this radio show 100 times or even less, I'm sure you'll get so much out of it and practice what I've just said today. Thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul. Visit my website at joycelestial.com and go to my blog, thelifecatalyst.com/forward blog. There's a link on the right side called newsletter. click there, sign up for my newsletter. And at the end of every post, at the bottom of every post, there's a link for my newsletter as well. It is absolutely invaluable, and I'm very happy to share all that I've written in the newsletter with you. You can have similar practices, similar secrets revealed in the newsletter that I'm sharing with you today, as well as in the blog. Okay? Thank you so much for listening. Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandy. I'll be here the next Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio. Thank you. Goodbye.
Angels,